Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on The Mix.
You may have seen like white doves released at a wedding. Symbolizes the bond between the bride and the groom, right? Those getting married. Little commitment action. That's what the doves are all about. But is there a new thing to release at weddings? At least right now in 2024, maybe even into 2025, because my daughter Lexi stood up in her friend's wedding recently. It was a farm setting in Johnson Creek, and after the I do's, the couple walked over to these little crates, and they released pheasants.
Whoa, that's
they
new.
Released the pheasants, and I'm like,
not doves.
Why the pheasants? Well, it's part of a pheasant farm, so they. They released these pheasants.
That and is like, cool.
Yeah, and they're it, basically her friends are big time into hunting. The families are into hunting. So
oh
they're like,
gosh.
We're gonna release the pheasants. And they took off. You know, she's like, no, there was no hunting or anything during the wedding. They took off.
Oh, so that's the thing. I could just see somebody grabs her over under, boom. Whoa, Grandpa!
Got him!
Grandpa's always ready.
Hey.
We're at Johnson Creek. It's not Johnson Creek, it's Johnson Creek. Pheasant
right.
Farm, I'm ready.
Hey, you said you wanted something for dinner tonight. There you go. It's going to be out on the plate.
You know, that's not that far off, though.
I'm thinking
that. Can I tell
that.
You that's not that far off? I'm sure something like that has
right.
actually happened. We were just looking at old-time pictures at my in-law's house. This is speaking of pheasants.
Yeah.
And my husband's pictures of his baptism came out. I've never seen pictures of his baptism. So I'm looking at my in-laws that are, you know, in their early 20s mm-hmm. at the baptism. And there's my father-in-law. With a corduroy brown blazer.
Yeah.
A brown, I'm like, are you Dwight Schrute? A brown button-up shirt.
He's a beet farmer.
A brown tie, brown pants, all different shades of brown, and his belt buckle has a pheasant on it. So we hunt pheasant. Eric literally was like, Dad, where is that belt buckle?
He wants it.
And Steve said, it's probably actually in a box upstairs. And so Eric's like, I need that. I need that belt buckle.
Rip your house apart looking for it.
Where are you going to wear this pheasant belt buckle? He's like, I got places. I'll wear it. Now, when it comes to pheasant, though, pheasants are very symbolic of a lot of things. In different cultures and things like that.
Are they? Because I have no clue about this. I knew the dove. You know, when you release the dove, there's commitment and there's...
I suppose.
Yeah.
But pheasants, prosperity... Fertility is something with pheasants.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, no pressure on the bride and groom. Not everybody wants kids or has kids.
Well, the groom did
renewal,
recently.
Resurrection. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of symbolism when it comes to birds. I'm just disappointed that Grandpa Bob didn't pop one off and say,
right?
All right, appetizers. Who wants pheasant poppers?
There we go.